by. It's your show. We're launched into another week of fun and excitement. You can take control of the airwaves, as always, toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will start things out tonight by going right into the phone calls. As always, let's talk to Zach in South Carolina on the AMP line. Hello, Zach.
I have some more what seems like good news out of South Carolina. Today, our attorney general announced a plan he wants to put in place. It's a two-pronged plan. The first would be to abolish parole in South Carolina so that essentially once prisoners have served their time, they're then return to their normal status.
Now, wait a minute. Let me see if I'm understanding this right, because, Mark, you're in here and sitting in the studio, and you were in prison for 9 years, so you're intimately familiar with the system. Doesn't parole allow prisoners out early?
Yes.
So would that not make it so the prisoners had to stay in prison for their entire term as opposed to getting out early? That sounds like a bad idea, or am I misunderstanding, Zach?
Well, the announcement didn't make that exactly clear. But they're saying that it would save money by being able to abolish the parole boards and as far as follow-ups with them. And then the other part of the plan would be then to also reroute nonviolent drug offenders to a special court, and they would no longer receive any prison sentences.
Now, that's a good proposal.
An 18-month program, which is
now, are you telling
like
me,
good, in the right direction.
Are you telling me if I'm caught in a hot red convertible with a trunk full of cocaine driving down the interstate in South Carolina that I'm not going to get any prison time? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That seems unlikely.
It sounds like that. This is just the initial announcement.
Where is this coming
today,
from?
From the Attorney General's office.
Really? Huh.
I've got a lot of questions about this.
Do us a favor. Keep an eye on this and let us know how it pans out.
It does sound like I see some positives here that he's mentioned, but as far as eliminating parole, then what happens to all the convicts that are currently in? When you take a convict and you get rid of his motivation to be a good little boy while he's in jail, a lot of them will do bad things.
Got nothing to lose, right?
If I've got 10 years to do, and I'm only going to do 10 years, I can't get out in 9, and then I've got to make a decision whether I want to get into a fight with this guy who's in front of me, and believe me, you make that decision a lot. Some of them will choose to, it's going to make it a more violent place, period. I don't think I wouldn't want to work as a prison guard in a prison that didn't have some kind of game time or parole system, some kind of early release program.
It's already hard enough to find prison guards as is, I'm sure.
I know a lot of people don't like early release of convicts, it's sort of the easy way out of, not looking into the problem. I think there's a lot of things we could do with our criminal justice system to make it better. However, one of them is not just eliminating across the board any kind of early release.
Zach, let us know what happens with this. Sounds intriguing at the very least, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line to a story we didn't get a chance to touch on Saturday, and I did mention it. Armed standoff ends peacefully, says the headline. From the Badger Herald, badgerherald.com. But I don't think this was a peaceful ending to the standoff. After a volatile standoff lasting throughout the day, this was on Friday, by the way, police used armored vehicles and tear gas to bring a Richmond County man into custody Thursday evening.
This is the peaceful ending
we're
talking
about?
That's
how it was peaceful. Huh? Okay. The SWAT team.
A tank and some tear gas.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing the viewpoint of this mainstream media, Mark, how violence on the part of the government is called peaceful? Look, this guy was peaceful before the government showed up at his house to try to take him out, because that's what this was all about. He didn't pay property taxes.
Oh, no.
No injuries resulted from the dispute near Viola, a small rural community about 70 miles from Madison, in which shots were exchanged on multiple occasions. Authorities described the man in custody, 61-year-old Robert Bayless, as a person who had very strong anti-government attitudes and beliefs. Now, I don't know who Mr. Bayless is. I'm not sure about that. I'd like to get him, on the show. talk about the situation.
Sounds like he's being peaceful in jail right now.
And so they like to call it anti-government. I would call it pro-liberty, and that's without me ever talking to the guy. Just a nicer way to phrase things. Anyway, the conflict began Monday afternoon, where four officers attempted to deliver a lawsuit to evict Bayless from his home and 18 acres of land for his failure to pay taxes back to 2001.
So the guy had decided that he was no longer going to pay the extortion to the local government.
Mm-hmm.
The cops came to deliver a piece of paper saying, "We're evicting you."
Now, it's presumable that this gentleman, Mr. Bayless, did not believe that he was getting any services from the local government. As I understand it, Mark, you're going to be living in a rural area soon, similar to Mr. Bayless. And from what you tell me, they don't even clear your roads.
They don't. The municipality doesn't. They taxes on the property should be somewhere in the neighborhood of $3,000 or $4,000.
Wow.
And they aren't going to clear the road. Now, the state will clear the road, and I don't know whether any of the money goes from the municipality to the state in order to compensate for that. But
there are property taxes collected from the state in that the municipality collects the taxes and then distributes some to the state. But it's not a very large percentage, and I wonder how are they finagling the cash at the state level? Are they taking some of the general funds and putting it toward the roads, or is it only gas taxes that are going, or gas taxes and registration money that's going to the roads?
I can't answer. I certainly don't know.
So, continue the story here. Again, they went to his 18 acres of land to try to evict him for not paying taxes back to 2001, which means that it took him 7 years to get around to this. The officers took rifle fire and quickly retreated. See, this guy...
They don't like that.
Nope. No, this guy must have really believed that he owned his property because he was willing to defend it with bullets. But as we've seen, and this is sort of goes back to what we were talking about Saturday night.
This gives them the excuse. And Mr. Bayless is how old?
Friday. 61.
61. Mr. Bayless doesn't know about this internet thing very, very much. And I think that it would have been far more effective if he would have videotaped them and mm-hmm. put up a YouTube than returning, exchanging fire with these guys.
Well, I don't think he ended up... he didn't end up dying, which is a good thing, but as far as extra charges being thrown at him and more trouble, yeah, you're right. That would have been the way to do it. But as far as it being effective in protecting his property, neither one would work. I mean, because shooting the cops with a gun or shooting them with a video camera, either way, you're going to lose your property. If you bring out the guns, they might kill you. And at least if you bring out the video camera, you do have a record of the event occurring. I think what might be more interesting and more effective than both would be to have a network of activists at your disposal where you could call a phone number, for instance, if you knew that something like this was a brewing, and get a bunch of activists to show up out at your house with multiple video cameras on the scene to, if not just videotape the scene, to stand in the way of the police, for instance, when they were attempting to remove this man from his house. That's just another idea that combines a little bit of activism with some video cameras.
Well, we do see from this example that that shooting at police does not work.
Nope.
That's when the tank came out.
And we pretty much knew that. We talked about this, I actually think it was on Friday night's show, how people that are violent back to the government, because we were talking about gun confiscations in Louisiana, and just telling some tragic stories of people that had their guns taken away. One guy said, I didn't want to give them my guns, but they were there pointing theirs at me. They had automatic weapons pointed shoulder level at me.
Mm.
What was I supposed to do? And indeed, the question is, when the government comes to take your guns or comes to throw you out of your home, if you shoot them, they're going to show up 10 times stronger, and they're going to kill you.
Right. The libertarian principle doesn't stand up when it comes to police because,
Because of their aura of legitimacy. If they were just a regular gang without spiffy badges and uniforms, then no one would bat an eye at you defending your property against them.
They really wouldn't.
They returned Thursday, so they went out Monday. He shot back. And they went away, actually, at that point. Then came back a few days later with an armed vehicle and SWAT personnel.
It was rather rural.
From the surrounding communities, again taking fire and retreating, officers spent much of the day attempting to speak with Mr. Bayless via bullhorn, as he had no telephone. So, yeah, I think you're right, Mark. It's safe to say this guy didn't have the internet either. More on the way about this particular story. Would love your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. How can we have a property tax revolt and successfully not have people thrown out of their homes? What is your input? Would love to have you think on this one. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include the bulletin board system, over 340,000 posts. That's a lot to talk about. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, and national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire and join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Continue the story here from the Badger Herald, badgerherald.com. This is, I believe, Wisconsin? I'm not positive on that.
Badgers? Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, what we're dealing with here is a 61-year-old man named Robert Bayless, who, as described by the authorities, is a man who had very strong anti-government attitudes and beliefs.
He had a problem with authority.
Yeah. And I have to say that without having to talk to Robert, I have not yet spoken with the man, but sounds like someone I could get along with. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's a jerk. He could be. We don't know anything about this guy except for what the cops are saying about him for right now. It says here that apparently the cops went to serve some sort of a lawsuit to him about him losing his home, them taking his home from him.
Those people taking, it wasn't actually the cops that were taking the house. They're just following orders.
True. The government people in the city or the town or whatever would be taking it, and his 18 acres of land. They showed up. He fired at the police, and they retreated. They then came back Thursday with an armored vehicle and SWAT personnel. They again took fire and retreated again. Officers then spent much of the day trying to speak with Bayless via bullhorn, as he had no telephone. Finally, they approached the house again, exchanging fire once more. Police deployed tear gas, and Bayless surrendered. During the course of the dispute, a fire broke out.
Oh, what a surprise.
According to Darren Gudgeon, emergency management director, the cause of the fire is still under investigation. And Bayless faces a charge of intentionally...
Didn't they shoot tear gas into the...
Waco?
The Waco, and set that place on fire, too?
Yeah, and also it looked like there was almost a Waco over the weekend, as a matter of fact. Maybe we'll talk about that, too, in a moment. But Bayless faces a charge of intentionally pointing a firearm at a law enforcement officer, and Frank said
other charges...
Right, it
doesn't matter if they're trying to steal your property or not.
Right.
You can't point a gun at these people.
And Frank said other charges could be filed, like maybe attempted murder? I mean, if he was shooting at him, couldn't they claim that was attempted murder?
Usually an attempted murder is somebody's gotten shot.
Okay, that's good to know. He said he didn't know whether Bayless had a lawyer. According to the county treasurer's office, Bayless owes all of $5,600 in delinquent taxes. Well, I mean, he lives down in the middle of nowhere, and it's...
They're trying to take the guy's house over $5,600?
Yeah, well, they know they can, Mark. That's how they do things. Of course.
So you asked, what could we do about it? And
he was known in the community as a man who would carry a rifle and show it.
Yeah. he sounded like a pretty classic gun polisher to me. And note, he turned himself over.
This is true.
Here's my thought. What can be done to
protest property taxes, to not pay property taxes, and not lose your home? Because we're not willing to get violent, because we know that this guy could have easily gotten killed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you use violence back against the government. I understand they're using violence on you, so you could justify it in your head. You could say, well, they initiated force on me, so I should be able to defend myself. But even though there are more of us than there are of them, there aren't more of us around in that particular area right then to put a stop to these things. So you're going to die or get hurt or go to jail at the very best if you use force back against these people.
Now, I do like your team of liberty activists on the spot to support you in this, but I think that...
It helped in the Kelo versus New London case to have just a couple of liberty activists, maybe just one, liberty activist down there. So I think it could turn the tables a little bit, but what's your idea?
Well, I think that... What do they want? They want the property. They want the money, first off. They want the property secondarily.
They're going to get more out of the property than they are the $5,600.
Right. But most communities, most of these people are pretty good folks that are in these, positions of quote-unquote leadership.
The bureaucrats?
They're not the most terrible people. They're not saying, we just want the property. Some of them do, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I think that most of them would be happy if you pay the property taxes, maybe a few fines, and then, they'd let you keep it. But if you don't want to, you believe that there's no reason, I get nothing out of this, and I have no reason to give you any money. You're just a bunch of extortionists.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that, and I believe that.
I do.
What if he had, I don't know, I'm coming off the top of my head here, I don't have the who, the whys and the hows put together, but what if you had, say, canisters of mercury that sprayed mercury all over the property. You know, say you've got a few gallons and you got little sprayers on automatic timers or something like that. I don't know. It is pretty elaborate.
Driver.
It could be. You could very well have a can of mercury and dig a hole that's 20 feet deep out in your backyard and just pour it in there,
mm-hmm.
because that way they couldn't just take a big scoop
and
get rid of it. Because the only lean that that overpowers a...
Or you could just pour it as you run around, zigzag around the yard.
Yeah, but then, or you could put it in one of those little sprayer canisters that you use for insecticide and do it yourself. But, you know, basically poison the property. Because the only lean that supersedes a property tax lien is a Superfund lien. So if you could make the property valueless to them, look, it's going to cost you $1 million to clean up this property that's worth $100,000. They just won't. I think they'll be like, screw it. And they just won't go for it.
Would they have to clean it up? I mean, the EPA, as far as the EPA coming in?
Well, you can believe that they won't get any value out of it. There will be no value to the property.
800-259-9231. It's an interesting idea, and I think that as more people get together on this, we'll have more great ideas brainstormed. Because when the liberty activists get together, there's always some original concepts that come up, and they get thrown around, they get batted around, and improved and refined.
Right.
And so it'll be interesting when more people get here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project that are willing to take some action on this issue, because really it's one of the problems here is that very few people actually own their property.
Yeah.
In that most property is owned by the bank. Right, most people have a mortgage in America, and if that's the case, then you really don't have a leg to stand on. You could still not pay property taxes, but
right. you're in default on your loan if you're not paying property taxes, as far as the bank's concerned, and that's not part of your agreement.
Right,
and that's an agreement you entered into willingly, as opposed to this whole property tax scenario.
Exactly.
Where there's property tax everywhere, and you can't avoid it.
So it'd make more sense to have a cadre of homeowners who were in complete possession of their property, at least as much as one can be today,
right.
In that there is no bank loan sitting on it. And to have them not pay property taxes and to have a group of activists backing them up, in that the activists will come to court or the activists will go and protest out in front of whatever bureaucracy is targeting them or whatever, I think that would go a long way to help.
Could be both of those ideas.
And doing it publicly, I think, would also change things.
Yeah,
Most of these guys, you know, they just don't pay their property.
They're pugnacious and recalcitrant.
Well, yeah, there's that. And they also just don't pay the taxes, and they never say anything to anybody about it, and they never advertise why they're doing it and publicize it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase 2 or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Single CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listened to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. And attention, libertarians, this summer the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or a recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Participation is free. Apply by April 6th. Again, this copy is out of date, Mark.
Well, yeah, but they extended the last
it's
extension.
Been extended again?
To the 9th.
April 9th. Apply by April 9th and find out more at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. Okay, so let's move on. The guy paying tax, the guy not paying property taxes, sad situation, thrown out of his home. He shot back at the police. Now he's facing extra charges. Well, he shot at the police.
Shot at intruders on his property that were there to
take his stuff.
Facilitate the stealing of his property.
I guess what would have happened if he hadn't shot at them? Would they have charged him with anything at that point? Like,
no.
Or would they have just said, here you go, now you're on the streets?
They just wanted to leave.
Right. So you would be able to walk away from that situation if you didn't allegedly shoot at them.
Right.
Okay. We'll see what happens here as the liberty activists continue to come into New Hampshire and continue to be upset at the outrageous property taxes up here. Maybe the New Hampshire state government will have a property tax revolt on their hands, too, and we'll see how they handle it. Because rumor has it that around here, at least, people who haven't paid taxes in the past have not been evicted from their homes. The government's just put liens on their house and then waited for them to croak or try
to sell.
There's
this sort of New England thought process of taking the long view. Now, I don't claim to know what this taking the long view is,
mm-hmm.
But I kind of can see that taking the long view, it makes sense for the person who's evading their property taxes to just get a lien and, you know, settle it peacefully, let them die, or, you know, they'll try to sell their property at some point in the future. And they'll say, okay, well, here's some money. I'll take the few bucks that I'm going to make off this, and I'll depart. Because then they're motivated by money. And that makes sense, and it's much more voluntary. It's difficult to use a term like voluntary.
Yeah.
You know, rather than bringing in the law and the tanks and like they did in this scenario. Now, they didn't do that to begin with, but they were going to take the guy's property over $5,400 stinking dollars. That's like a year's worth of taxes here.
Let's go to your phone calls. Bring up anything. Talk to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was reading in our local newspaper that Hillary Clinton made a statement that a woman in a local hospital gave birth, and he died and the baby died.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton has been running around saying that it happened, and the information was given to her by some Ohio sheriff.
Yes, I saw this story over the weekend where she's basically been called out by the hospital to say that never happened. Though the version I heard, maybe you misunderstood or maybe I misunderstood, I don't know, but the version I heard was that she was claiming that some woman tried to go into the hospital to get treatment, and they refused treatment to the woman because of her lack of $100 or something.
Yeah. The paper said lack of insurance.
Yeah. Well, the hospital claims it's just not true, and so the campaign, as I understand it, they immediately backed down from the story, and they said they would no longer speak it. And it was one of those, hearsay things. She heard it from a cop who heard it from somewhere else, and she was out telling it on the campaign trail as though it were absolute truth. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. But what's new? Politicians, they tell stories to try to evoke emotional responses in their audiences in hopes that the audience members will go and cast a vote for them because they feel so emotionally connected to the issues and the things that the politician talks
Hillary
about.
Hillary understands what it's like to be without insurance. Hillary doesn't understand. She doesn't have any idea. Hillary knows what kind of benefits there are going to be for her and her cronies by socializing medicine. That's what she knows.
Politicians love to single out stories that make them sound like they're doing the right thing or make them sound like their ideas are viable. And what they never tell you when they're showing you the beneficiaries, for instance, of a government program, this is usually what they like to do, though. They'll single out someone. You know, if it's a Republican speaking, John McCain, he might single out some war hero.
Yeah.
He'll single out some soldier and tell his story.
The Democrats will trot out some, mother of five in her house dress.
Right, right. And they'll talk about how, you know, if it weren't for this government program, then so-and-so would have starved to death, or the kids in Iraq would never have gotten an education, or whatever the excuse is at that moment. And they never show you the 100 people that had their lives harmed in order for that one person to receive some form of benefit. They'll never trot out the person, Robert Bayless, for instance, who had his house taken away from him, a 61-year-old man who's living on 18 acres and apparently owned his own property, but decided he didn't want to pay government any money because he didn't want his, let's just say, I mean, I'm just speculating here, let's just say he didn't like the way government was spending it. Maybe he didn't like the government welfare programs. Maybe he didn't like, the government military. I understand that the property taxes didn't go to the military, but just giving you examples of some of the things that people disagree with. Maybe he felt like
he thinks that the public school system is government indoctrination for our kids.
And, of course, he'd be right on that. And so maybe, you know, he just decided he didn't want to pay the taxes for whatever reason. Now he's lost his home. Now they've thrown him out of his own home. And they'll never show you those stories. They'll never trot those people out. And there are myriad amounts of those people. Now, most people don't lose their homes because they're not willing to go that far.
Right. Now, and let's not diminish it at all. If you, put up two scenarios with a different, same scenario, different endings.
Mm-hmm.
You walking down the street, a guy says, it pulls out a gun in front of you, and while you're in, an alley or something like that, and says, give me your money. Well, now you have a decision. You can choose to give him your money or not choose to give him your money. Are you being any less robbed? Are you being any less threatened
if you choose not to?
Versus to give it to him, you're still a victim of armed robbery.
Yep.
Either way,
Yep.
So giving him your money, you live, and not giving him your money, he could very well pump you full of holes.
Or you could kill him, and then you've got a problem with, you know, with the cops coming.
With the gang that he works for?
Well, the gang that he works for. Not all criminals work for a gang.
I'm just saying, in this case, we have to make the... Because it is a criminal gang that we're working against.
This is true. So, you know, here's another example of an individual who maybe, I don't know if she was doing this on purpose or not, but either way, let me share this story with you, tell you what she got for not paying parking tickets. And it's up here in our very own New Hampshire. Police in Portsmouth from the newspaper.com have a long history of arresting motorists over minor offenses. Despite recent promises of reform, police on Monday not only threw the book at a 58-year-old woman, but her dog as well.
You and get in a dog, too.
Susan Lehman, alleged crime, was to fail to pay a couple of parking tickets issued 8 years ago. It wasn't fun, Lehman told the Portsmouth Herald newspaper. I was totally dumbfounded by the situation. Police nabbed her in the afternoon as she attempted to refuel her car at the Lafayette Road gas station. The grandmother of three was handcuffed and led away to be booked while her 10-year-old canine companion Sally was impounded at the SPCA in Stratham.
Now, hold on. This is absolutely wrong. They should not be able to do that. Now, it's one thing if you've got outstanding parking tickets and you park in a city parking spot and you're out of your car doing about your business or something like that. And then they put a boot on or something like, you know, something along of that sort. However, she wasn't parked. She was fueling her car. She was essentially traveling.
Yeah.
You know, she had taken a way stop to fuel the car, but, you know, she doesn't have she's not prepared for a stop.
Lehman was eventually released after paying a $500 bail bond, which allowed her, isn't this nice of them, allowed her to rescue her dog. She now faces trial on May 19th for failing to appear in court on June 19th to answer for $90 in unpaid parking tickets.
Ludicrous.
Although the court had sent Lehman a notice about the court date, it was returned as undeliverable, and she had apparently moved into public housing, and the letter had been mailed to her old address.
8 years later, of course she'd moved.
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. These are the stories they don't tell you. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us. By the way, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more, including DVD Classic Archive collector sets. Head on over, take a look at the store, and load up your shopping cart. store.freetalklive.com. Telling you a couple stories that the politicians won't tell you on the campaign trail about how government hurts more people than it helps. Sure, you can single out examples of the mother on welfare who's able to feed her kids because of this welfare check that she's getting. Of course, the politicians act like that mother would be starving in the streets if it weren't for them, which is, of course, nonsense. In the free marketplace, when there's no government redistribution of wealth going on, there are things called charities that will step in and take care of the people who are in actual need. So don't believe the politicians for a moment when they tell you this, these sob stories. And what they're not telling you is the stories, the hundreds of thousands of stories of victims of this government. State, local, federal, I'm talking about all levels. Government victimizes people.
Most of the victims aren't as obvious as these folks are here. But
no,
the fact
true.
Is, every one of us who pays taxes
and victim.
Is a victim.
Well, now, then again, you could stop the victimization if enough people stopped paying and made it clear that they were not paying. And I think we might see something like that happen here in New Hampshire eventually.
And even if you want to pay taxes, you're a victim. You may, however, be a, you may be in denial, but it's still a scenario of the guy meeting you on the street corner, pulling a gun on you and saying, give me your wallet. If you want to give him your wallet, you are still a victim of robbery. Now, in your own mind, I suppose you aren't, but sorry, in reality, you are.
Last month, Portsmouth police, this is from New Hampshire, promised to cut back on the practice of arresting motorists over allegations of skipping out on 75-cent tolls in the light of embarrassing news coverage. Apparently, in January, an innocent motorist was arrested and booked over a bogus accusation that he didn't pay a single 75-cent toll. In 2005, an innocent woman was arrested over a $10 unpaid parking ticket that had actually been paid in full. This kind of stuff happens all the time, by the way. Someone will believe they've paid and have paid and even have evidence that they've paid, but the bureaucrats will drop a ball or forget to file the paperwork how they're supposed to file it, and they never get the message that the ticket was actually paid. So it still rides as unpaid in the person's file.
Sure.
Cop comes up behind them and then pulls up their file, and then they get it in their head to pull someone over for a $10 ticket? This is crazy. In fact, I actually have the story about one of these people. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to your phone calls first. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Liam.
Hi, I was calling to talk about some cannabis activism I've been doing here in Sweden.
Lovely. What have you been doing?
Well, they have an annual thing here. It's the second year in a row where every spring people go out and they plant hemp seeds in public places.
Nice.
And the idea is basically to get media attention. Hopefully the cannabis plants will start growing in public places and the media will come and take pictures and
That's
excellent.
The debate
will hopefully have some good results.
Now, has it ever actually worked in the past, or is this brand new this year?
This is the second year. It has worked. It worked last year. A lot of local papers and national papers as well wrote a lot of articles. A bunch of plants started growing in random places, and people thought it was funny.
It's always best when they start growing out front of City Hall or in front of the police department.
Right. I planted some seeds outside the tax authorities and police building here in the city I lived in, and hopefully the seeds will start growing.
Now, what's the appropriate way to actually plant the seeds? I'm not much of a gardener. Do you have to shove them like a half an inch into the dirt, or is it appropriate to just throw them everywhere and hope to see what happens?
Ideally, you should push them into the dirt, but it's kind of too time-consuming to do that. Personally, I've just been throwing them randomly.
They are, after all, weeds.
Yeah, that's true. And if you get a seedy bag of marijuana, you've got a bunch of seeds on your hands. You might as well just do that with them. So
yeah,
awesome. So you went out and you did that, and there are other people doing it as well. Do you kind of keep an eye on the plot of land that you've seeded, and then if you spot the plants popping up, is it you that calls the media, or you just sort of hope that they figure it out?
I guess you could do it either way. I'm planning to call the media if any of my plants start growing, but I've planted in so many random places that I can't really remember everywhere.
That's very cool. I like the idea. I think over here they call it Operation Overgrow when that happens, and I am definitely in favor of that. I hope to see that happening more and more around New Hampshire, especially since we're actually starting to see some positive change in the world of the drug laws here in New Hampshire. Liam, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, and good luck with that. Hope you don't get caught. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, which might make more sense to just throw the seeds. That way you're not obviously planting things.
That seems clear to me that's what you'd want to do. You've got, generally with marijuana, you have the cheaper stuff, the seedy stuff. You've got all these seeds. They're weeds, people. Mm-hmm. Really. This stuff grows easily. That's why industrial hemp would be so great for America. You just toss this stuff around, and they're definitely going to germinate.
I used to throw them in the backyard at my old house in Florida. When I was done smoking a bag of marijuana, I'd throw the seeds out in the backyard. I didn't really think much was going to happen, and boy, did they spring up, man. I had to go over those things with a lawnmower. There were so many of them popping up. I would have been like 10 years in federal prison if anyone found out about that. And it wasn't even my intention to actually have them grow, but they don't really care about your intentions.
No, they don't.
So 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with Jeff in Reno, listening on KBZZ. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to call up and make a brief statement about the Patriot Act. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that if the Patriot Act is challenged in federal court, then it'll probably go to the Supreme Court. The Patriot Act can be struck down, and I'll tell you why. Well, first of all, the Patriot Act, when they originally drafted it, they made a presentation to Congress. Then, just hours before it was supposed to be voted on, they switched the Patriot Act, okay, into the John Ashcroft version, into the intelligence community version, and they added all those amendments that the intelligence agencies could never get past all those years. And then what happened was, of course, Congress came in and voted on the Patriot Act, the switch version that they never read. So basically, if it is challenged, and of course there's other Supreme Court cases that coincide with that from the past, and if it's challenged correctly, the Patriot Act, I mean, they already talked about certain provisions being unconstitutional, but I think that the whole Patriot Act can be struck down based on...
Well, Jeff, you should do that. You should challenge it. Because apparently none of the other organizations out there have bothered to attempt that. So I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You know, I don't really want to humor him too much on that, because does he really think that's going to change anything in D.C.? I mean, Wouldn't you think that some of these organizations that are kind of Johnny on the spot, eyeballing the Patriot Act, following the progress of the tyranny that has arisen from it, don't you think they would have figured that out? Like, oh, yeah, they switched it, so we should challenge this. But no, it's Jeff in Reno that he knows the secrets.
Maybe they did switch it and that kind of thing. But don't you think that the vast majority of the people in Washington are happy with that?
Well, now they renewed it, didn't they?
Now they can combat terrorism.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm sorry, I just don't think that, I don't think you're going to have any success changing the system with the system, number one, and I'm glad Jeff thinks he can.
For me, the Ron Paul campaign cinched that. It just doesn't look like the United States government, there can be anything done to regain any level of liberty in this.
American voters don't care. I mean, if you believe that the voting system even works, and some people don't even believe that, they believe it's corrupt and all that, and they actually have some pretty persuasive points, but... The American people down south were voting 4% for Ron Paul. The people that bothered to go out and
in
vote
primary?
For Ron Paul.
Now, 4%. Ron Paul did real well in the caucuses, but the primaries are probably, to me, they're a better gauge of what people are going to vote like in the
regular Americans.
Regular election.
The caucuses, you have to be like party people, right?
You have to be willing to hang out at whatever the caucus location is.
A convention of some sort.
For 3 or 4 hours at least. And
most people don't have that kind of time to invest.
No, they're just not that interested.
I mean, if a regular American is going to vote, and I do say if because most of them don't bother, certainly they don't bother in primaries, but if a regular American is going to vote, it's going to be, he's got a couple minutes on his lunch break, or he's going to show up a couple minutes late for work, or leave a little early, but that's all. He's not going to sacrifice any time with his family or workplace to go and do that. I don't think he should. You should be able to live your life without having to be concerned with these government people. And voting for one of them or another doesn't really seem to make much of a difference anyway. So, good luck, Jeff, with your challenge to the Patriot Act. I don't expect it's going to do very much. So, even if
it's a protest, and I'm fine with protests.
But that's why I say, good luck. I'm just telling you, I'm a little skeptical. That's all. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.